is a cloud. It's just a cloud.
Howdy, y'all. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am your host, DJ Spud, and this is Second Rodeo. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. I'm so happy to be here in the studio. If you listened last week, you know that it had been a while since I had been here. Life has just been kooky crazy, topsy-turvy lately, so I am so glad to be getting back into the rhythm of things and being here every week. It always makes me feel so much better and just happy and light, and I hope it makes you feel that way too. So today's show, we're doing a little double feature, double-double toil and trouble. It's spooky month, right? So we're going to get into a little bit of that. Not spooky music, just double double toil and trouble. That's all. It's not actually going to be spooky. Don't worry. So we just heard from the Fruit Bats, and that second song was Cazadera, and that is off of their 2019 album Gold Past Life. And then we heard Humbug Mountain Song to start off the show. That is off their 2016 album, Absolute Loser, which I think is a hilarious album name. So, Fruit Bats, I really love them. The first song I believe I heard by them was The Bottom of It, and that might be my favorite one, but I wanted to play a couple different ones for you. I've definitely played The Bottom of It before on the show. So, like I said, we're going to do all double features tonight, so that was our first little matchup from the Fruit Bats. If you are listening on your computer, you can hop into the DJ chat at WMFO.org, and you can do one of two things. Well, one of many things, but my suggestion is for you to do one of two things. One would be to request a song, or two, or give me an artist that you want to hear two songs by, and maybe I'll know them, maybe I won't. We can feel it out together. Or you could also let me know which of the two songs you prefer out of the two that I played by the same artist. I always like to hear people's opinions on the songs. So, like I said, we started off with Humbug Mountain Song, and that second one was Cazadera. And up next, we are going to have two tunes from Sons of the East. And this first one is called California. So don't go anywhere. Keep it locked right here on Second Rodeo.
California, the bird she hides the other side, and I thought I saw her broken homes, rattle bones, white dust from before. Now I know what I've got in store, and I've seen future hiding beneath the water, and I've seen future, and I cannot seem to wonder. I know. skies, just me, my hazy eyes. I've done it too, once with you, but where is my demise? I've seen it all in my ears once before. It's my life, my dog, burned up my chore in there. I've seen future hiding beneath the water, and I've seen future, but I cannot seem to wonder. South down on the broken track, Father said, my son, come on back. So much trouble I must leave behind. You can still do well, let me remind.
Hello, and welcome back to Second Rodeo. I'm your host, DJ Spud. We just heard from Sons of the East. That was Hold On. And started off that set of two this time with California, also by Sons of the East. And tonight we're doing a little double trouble with all of these artists. So you're going to hear me talk a little bit more frequently than you normally do too, because I usually do three songs and then I tell you what you've been listening to. But it would just throw off my whole sense of symmetry to play three songs and not have it be our double features. So you're just going to be hearing me yap a lot tonight. And we all know that I love that, so hopefully you don't mind too much. But like I said, that was Sons of the East. I absolutely love them. And again, the first song that I heard by them, I believe, was Millionaire. And that is such a good one. So I'd definitely recommend taking a listen to all of their stuff. I mean, y'all know me. If you give me a banjo or a harmonica, like, I'm sold. Yeehaw. Let's go, baby. So I definitely really love specifically Hold On, which is the second one I played. Gives me very much like early Mumford and Sons kind of vibes. And we all know I love that too. So love them. Shout out Sons of the East. And then we're going to get into a little bit of Ripe. Our next double feature is from Ripe. This first song is called Letting Go, and it is featuring Lawrence. This is off of their 2025 album, Play the Game. This came out not quite a month ago. It came out in September. So pretty new from them. Actually, both of these songs I'm going to play are off of that album. So again, recommend a full listen through top to bottom of that album. This first one, again, is Letting Go. Keep it locked right here on Second Rodeo.
Shaky bridges.
Howdy, y'all. You are listening to Second Rodeo, where the tunes are hotter than a $2 pistol. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. We just heard from Ripe. That was Affogato. And right before that, we had Letting Go, also by Ripe. And that one is featuring Lawrence. And I was just thinking about how when everyone was in lockdown during, like, 2021, 2022, everything, I missed live music so, so much. It was, like, just so painful to not be in a live music setting, to not be able to connect with other people that way, to not be able to, like, be a part of a community in that way. And I just missed it so much. And Lawrence was actually the first show that I saw after lockdown, was the first live music that I got to see after, like, I don't know, 2 years or something. And it was the most incredible show. It was Lawrence and then also Mr. Wives. And I knew Mr. Wives and I didn't really know Lawrence. And Lawrence just absolutely just knocked it out of the park, blew it out of the water. It was so amazing. Anyone that has, like, a full band, like a horn section, like, I'm so down. Like I said before, banjo, harmonica, horn section, you got me. So definitely go listen to Lawrence, that song that they're featured on. I also love Ripe, obviously. Been listening to them since I was in high school, and I've really been enjoying this new album from them. So incredible selections, if I do say so myself. And up next, we're going to get into Dr. Dog, which also kind of reminds me of being in high school. But this next one is called Nelly. And I was reminded of this song recently when I went into the store that my best friend manages. And it was playing in the store. And I was like, you know that moment where you're just kind of like, oh my God, I forgot how much I love this song. And then it was stuck in both of our heads for like 3 days after that. So this one goes out to Amanda and it goes out to Sprout, which is in downtown. If you're looking for a houseplant, go check it out. And like I said, this one is called Nelly by Dr. Dog. Don't go anywhere. More Dr. Dog coming up next.
Her slumber from dream to dream. And what does she dream? Oh, you know you love her, but do you really know her? I look at her face. Lord, I know I'm somewhere in there, but she's somebody else. She's somebody new. And I can't help myself from going wild with her from room to room. Today, tomorrow, today. Oh, oh, Nelly. Oh, Nelly. Oh, Nelly. Yeah. From dream to dream. And what does she dream? And how to hold her so happy just to know her. Got an old notebook. Yeah, it's filled with bits and bobbles. I wanna tighten it up.
yeah, and put it in a room between the eyes in the book of Aesop's fables. I wanna go there soon.
Lights like little splendor.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to Second Rodeo. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. And we just heard from Dr. Dog. That was Hard It Races cover version. And right before that, we had Dr. Dog with Nelly. And if you are just tuning in, we're doing a little double feature show tonight. So every artist is getting two songs. What a treat for you, for me, for them, for everyone. So that's all. We're doing a double feature. I never know how deep into my little anecdotes I should get, because I only have an hour and I love to talk, but here we go. Anyways, I feel like the last year of my life has been big on like reclamation and like taking ownership and power back of my life and of my own emotions and state and everything. And I think a huge part of that has been music. And I feel like everyone can relate to the experience of having a song or a, I don't know, a show or like something that's special to you that reminds you of an old friend or an old partner or a time in your life that was hard, and like missing it but not wanting to engage with it too much because it makes you sad. And so I've been working lately to kind of turn some of those feelings around and bring good feelings and joy and life back into some of those memories and moments. And like I said, music has been huge for that for me. So with a few of these songs actually tonight, I'm doing a little bit of that. So thank you for listening and being on this journey with me of a little bit of a power change, a shift in the vibe, if you will. So anyways, Dr. Dog is special to me for many reasons, and now it gets to be special to you if you want it to be. So coming up next, we're going to do two songs from Your Smith. This first one is called Debbie, and then we've got The Spot. So don't go anywhere. You're not going to want to miss it. Keep it locked right here on 91.5.
Oh, feeling crazy that summer when he let me go again. I tried a couple things, kept my distance, spread my wings, tried other men. And I could have told you I was on the wrong side of what was ever gonna work again. Gotta get you off my mind, so I'm driving up the 5 to stay alive till Jefferson. Giving in to him another night. God damn it, it's the way he always stays, just far enough away to waste my time. And I could have told you I was only setting up the deck against myself again. If you got a guy like mine, then read the signs. Don't lose your mind, make the drive to Jefferson.
Back to Second Rodeo. We just heard from Your Smith. That was The Spot. And right before that, we had Debbie, also by Your Smith. Two songs from a new band that I recently discovered and thought that they were absolutely worth playing twice tonight. The Spot specifically has been so stuck in my head for like weeks, probably, genuinely weeks. They have a few new songs out on an EP recently, so hopefully, oh, let's see, latest release from them, album, oh my gosh, album just came out September 12th. Okay, so I'm gonna go listen to it and you're gonna go listen to it, and then next week on Tuesday at 9 p.m. we'll all come right back here and then we'll talk about it. Okay? Okay. Great. We're all going to listen to Your Smith's new album this week. That's everyone's homework. Okay. So we only have a few minutes left of the show, so I'm going to try to get these next two songs out to you. Our next double feature is The Beths, and this first song is called Straight Line Was a Lie, and the next one is called Little Death. You're going to want to hear them both, and then we'll come back and we'll do a little more chit-chat, and then that'll be it for me for the night. So, like I said, keep it locked right here on 91.5.
Thank you. Starts beating faster. The world starts moving slower. And I just freeze. And it's cold, the steam escapes through my lips and dissipates. And you breathe it in. We all breathe it in. You're smiling. Makes me weak, and the red spreads to my cheeks. You make me feel three glasses in. We'll be right back.
Howdy, y'all. Welcome back to Second Rodeo. I'm your host, DJ Spud, and I am signing off. Thank you so much for spending the hour with me, or the 10 minutes with me, or the 3 minutes, wherever you joined. I'm happy you're here. I hope you found something new that you liked, or heard something old that you forgot about, and I hope you enjoyed this little theme. I like the double feature. It's fun to show a little bit of like range within an artist and do a little, I don't know, when you like something, well, at least I'll speak for myself. When I like something, I want to listen to it just on repeat over and over. So this really speaks to me and my ADHD brain. So we heard from The Beths again. That was Little Death. And right before that, we had Straight Line Was a Lie. And our other artists that we highlighted tonight were Yor Smith, Dr. Dog, Ripe, Sons of the East, and Fruit Bats. So go give them a listen. You can check out the whole playlist at WMFO.org, or you can find me on Instagram at Thanks. This is my second rodeo. And that is the Instagram for my show if you want to follow along and hear more about other music that I like, and maybe follow my blog if you want to go crazy. And if not, I will see you here next week, same time, same place, right here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks again for listening. Have a wonderful week, and I will see you next Tuesday.